An 11-strong Irish team is heading to the World Athletics Championships in Moscow, which starts this weekend. To give us a rundown on the competitors and who the favourites are, I'm joined by Ian O'Riordan, athletics correspondent of the Irish Times. Ian, good morning to you. Let's talk about the Irish team, first of all. Who's in the Irish team? It's a modestly sized team.
It is. 11 athletes, as you say, Miles. And I suppose people talk about transitions in sport, and this is definitely a bit of a transition. I mean, I could list the names. No Dervil O'Rourke, no David Gillick, no Paul Heshen, no Fionnuala Britton. So this is a young team. You know, we've got two young guys in the 800 metres, Mark English and Paul Robinson, and Brian Gregan, young man in the 400 metres. But I think there's one man we need to mention. That's Rob Heffernan, who's going in the 50-kilometre walk. People might remember London Olympics last summer, finished fourth in that event, which was a great performance. But we all know how lonely a place fourth can be.
Ask Eamon Coughlin about fourth.
Yep, place. Man who finished twice. So I was talking to him during the week, and he says, you know, he's been thinking about this day since London last year. So he goes out next Wednesday in the 50-kilometre walk, I think, is our only real medal hope, and there's no great surprise there. But I think at the same time, you know, Robbie's 35 years old, but for walkers that's actually quite young. I mean, some of the great walkers have peaked in late 30s, and I think the oldest Olympic medalist is actually a 48-year-old, and he was in the walk. So it's possible that he can do it, but outside of that, yeah, it's a modest team. But as I say, it's a young team, and it's important that they get this experience. I mean, people talk about Olympic cycles and Rio 2016 and all that, and I think this is the first step towards that for some of the young athletes. But at the same time, you never know. I mean, I think they're going there to compete, and you know, if they can make finals, and if they can, you know, the idea of, you know, setting a seasonal best or personal best, I think that at least then there's something to look forward to.
And are there many of them on the A standard?
At the moment, we have obviously Rob Heffernan in the walk, and then this young guy, Mark English, who I'm very excited about, and I'm almost reluctant to get too worked up about him, but he's run a 1:44 for a 20-year-old for 800 metres. It's fantastic running. He's got all the qualities. He's a smart racer. He's confident. And most of all, he doesn't seem to have really pushed himself in training. Like, he's still got a lot of developing to do. So I think this is a name for the future. And hopefully, if he can get through the rounds, I think he's out quite early tomorrow morning. So it could be all over before it kind of begins for him in some ways.
What would you be looking for from him? Semi-final or final? Well, hopefully
I think a semi-final, Miles. Yeah. Let's take it one step at a time. There's a heat semi-final and then final. But as I say, he's a very smart racer. And I think it's definitely possible. I should point out as well, the 800 metres is missing the biggest star, David Rudisha, and I think actually the three medalists from London last summer are not actually there. So I think that's the general feeling about Moscow itself. It's not, you know, it's not quite the sort of the certainly not nearly the amount of hype that we had going into London last summer. And I think as an athletics meeting, there's a bit of a hangover maybe from the Olympics. And certainly, I'm just thinking on the way in here, like it's 30 years ago to the day, actually, to this very day that Helsinki started the first World Championships in 1983. And yeah, I think that was the kind of set the tone for what was a great sporting event over the next 30 years.
Obviously, a generalised question. Do you think they made a mistake in having a four-year cycle that basically began the year after? Well, it didn't actually begin because it was in 83. It would have been the year before.
Yes.
What happens in the meantime?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question, because I think there doesn't seem to be the demand or the public interest there anymore. And I think that's, you know, there's a lot of reasons, you know, for that. We could go into the whole, you know, has doping affected the sport as much as maybe cycling has and things like that. But I think definitely the personalities that were there. You think back to 83, Miles, you had Eamon Coughlin, you know, Carl Lewis, Daley Thompson, Calvin Smith. These were all household names. Mary Decker, I could go on, Sergei Bubka. But how many people could you name in Moscow this week? You might know a Usain Bolt. You might know a Mo Farah. After that, you know, who are the big stars that you're going to be looking out for? And I think that's the real problem the sport needs to address.
From an Irish point of view, why the big names? Why are the big names not participating? Is it all down to injury?
Yeah, as I say, a bit of a transition. So a few reasons. I mean, Dervla O'Rourke is 31, 32 now. She's been injured. Olive Lochnan, a silver medalist from 4 years ago, retired. David Gillick looks like he's on the way out too. Then you mentioned Fionnuala Britton. She's been ill, injured. Deirdre Ryan, a high jumper. So whether it's coincidence or not, or Olympic hangover, or whatever the reasons are, that, you know, we are missing a lot of big name athletes. But that's not to say that, you know, we shouldn't be encouraged by the fact that we have young people coming through. And like, there's a young athlete in the 400 metres, Jennifer Carey, who I genuinely hadn't even heard of up until a few weeks ago, and now she's been selected. she is American born, but declared for Ireland. And, you know, athletes like that who possibly will be the future of the sport. And, you know, they have to start somewhere.
We don't have too bad a record in the World Championships. I checked it out. And in terms of the medal table over the 30 years or so, we are we're 42nd. We're in between, sandwiched in between Estonia and Lithuania or Latvia, I think. I can't quite remember which of them it is. 2 gold and 3 silver. So we kind of are more or less where we should be, aren't we?
Yeah, that will put us in the top quarter of competing nations. And we do, we have a great tradition, as I say, going back to Eamon Coughlin, first World Championships, Sonia O'Sullivan then in 1995, and then Olive Loughnane as recently as 2009 in the walks. And I mean, I think, you know, people outside of the Olympics, this is the biggest global event in the world. I mean, you have, I think it's 206 nations competing in Moscow over the next 10 days. And I mean, it's becoming more and more difficult to medal at these events, same as it is at the Olympics. So I think you have to look at the idea of making finals or making, you know, setting national records or whatever. But I think in terms of the medal hopes, again, I wouldn't like to put pressure on Rob Heffernan, but I think there's something about his career that's been building up to this moment. The only problem is Russia is kind of the home of race walking, and they, you know, if they're going to be gunning for one gold medal, it's probably going to be in one of the walks. And unfortunately, he is going into the lion's den of the event in that way.
Now, let's address the issue of doping, because obviously it's very much in the news after positive tests on Asafa Powell and Tyson Gay. Can the performances in Moscow, particularly in the sprinting events, can they be believed?
Yeah, look, this question is raised every time there's a major athletics championship, especially the 100 metres. I mean, you know, we've seen Tyson Gay, Asafa Powell, two of the biggest names in the event, taken out. I still think this is a good thing when athletes test positive like this, especially before a championship, because it shows, I suppose, A, that the test is working, and B, you know, it's better to think that, well, at least they weren't going out there and doing something that we couldn't believe in. So it is. And only yesterday the IAAF have denounced that they're going back to the 4-year bans, and that to me is the biggest step forward
in
this whole issue. Yeah, because look, we all know we're not going to eradicate doping in sport. It's all about the deterrent. It's all about saying, right, well, look, if you do get caught, you know, this could end your career. And I think 4 years is definitely a substantial enough deterrent to say, right, it's not worth the effort. And I think that's, going forward, is going to be a really good sign for being able to believe in the sport.
Bolt took himself out in 2011. He false started, but is anybody going to get close to him this time?
Yeah,
it's
almost impossible to remind yourself, you have to remind yourself that he's not actually defending champion in the 100 metres. Yeah, he false started 2 years ago in Diego, but no, I mean, now that Tyson Gay is not there, Asafa Powell and his training partner Johan Blake, who's injured, I mean, he's run 9.85 this year. I think the next fastest is actually Justin Gatlin, a former two-time drug offender. So unless Bolt false starts this time, I don't think he's going to be beaten. So he could probably stay in the blocks and give the guys a bit of a head start. And then the 200 metres as well later in the week.
Have a cup of coffee and still get to the line before the rest of them.
No, I think he's a head and shoulder. And that's great that he's there, he's back. And it's great that he's got the hunger to come back after Olympic year, because that was a huge year for him. And again, the sport needs that. And very excited as well to see Mo Farah in the
He's 10, going to be taking meters. On the African Challenge, isn't he?
That's one of the first events tomorrow afternoon, about 4 o'clock, and you know, true fans of athletics will sit down and watch all 25 laps of that race, and you know, wouldn't miss a second of it. And
he's quite a character.
To see can he defend that title that he won in London last summer.
Ian, thank you very much indeed for that. We look forward to the World Championships, the World Athletics Championships in Moscow. Ian Reardon is an athletics correspondent of the Irish Times.